Hey, yo, we about to tear it up. Hey, yo.
Break for break, get down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Sumit, a.k.a. the failed Homo sapien.
And my name is Chris Mitchell, a.k.a. the actual factual.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. The world is opening up again. And yeah, man, I'm ready to get it.
Absolutely. And I can't believe it's almost...
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And, you know, the months are... They're going down fast. So we've just got to get to it very quickly. But speaking of getting to things very quickly, we have... Nice to Future and Havoc of Mobb Deep on the Breaking Atoms podcast.
You're talking about big up to Nice, definitely. But you're talking about Havoc like he's, you know, this is Havoc of the mob, you know.
This is the infamous.
Yes, the infamous, famous for all the wrong reasons.
Listen, man, legend. We talked about it on the pod, Future and Legend, and they're at the moment promoting their new EP, Future of the Streets, which we've heard.
Make sure you go and get that.
Make sure you go and get that. Boss of All Bosses video is out. Havoc is talking his ish. This is an amazing thing for us because as people who listen to this podcast know, and those who listen to this podcast are fans of the mob, of the infamous Mobb Deep, who have made a massive contribution to hip-hop and into our lives. So this is a wonderful moment for us to be able to have spoken to Havoc and Nice. So appreciate Nice for that. It's good, man. Look, I like his energy, bro. I like that. Yeah, I like Nice's energy.
And you know what I noticed from speaking to him? He was just smiling.
Yeah.
Like, he's happy.
Yeah.
And I like to see when people from our culture are productive and happy. I just like to see when people are happy, and that stood out to me.
Yeah,
big up to Nice, and I wish him all the best, and may his happiness continue.
Yeah, he's been super communicative, on point, organized, and happy for him, bro. He's got the bat phone to Havoc. Like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. He has a pick of the beats he wants from Havoc. That's
bro,
a testament.
It's like going. Imagine, you know, you're a kid, and your mom and dad just take you to the shop, and they're like, "Yeah, man. Grab any sweet you want, bruv."
And that's...
You in it. That's you.
But that's a testament to Nice.
Yeah.
It's a testament to who he is. But yeah, man, I'm super excited about this. This is Nice to Future, Havoc, Breaking Atoms podcast. Check it out. It's a special episode of the Breaking Atoms podcast. Today we have the future. We have Nice to Future from Southside Jamaica, Queens to the UK. Nice, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's up, UK, man? You know, I'm out here, man. I'm here, baby. The future is now. Future of the Streets out now. Y'all go get that, man. Classic, man.
Love it, bro. Listen, we were just talking off air about the EP produced by Havoc, the legendary Havoc
of
Mobb Deep.
Yes,
we were talking about some favorite joints. I can't believe it. You know, Graphic, the Mary J sample, like it's nuts, bro. Like, before we get into the EP itself, let's talk. Let's rewind back.
Okay,
how'd you get down with Mobb Deep and Prodigy's role in your name?
Oh well, back a few years back, you know, I started putting together this a CD, actually, just working on music and stuff. And my cousin, he was actually a barber, so he used to play all my music in the barbershop. And one of Havoc's best friend came to the barbershop, and he was cutting his hair, and he was playing my records. So he was like, "Yo, who's that?" You know what I'm saying? And he pretty much told him it was me, and he was like, "Yo, bring him to the studio." So my cousin caught me and was like, "Yo, we got to go to the Mobb Deep studio." Now, I thought he was playing when he said that, because I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? So we got there, and nobody wasn't there at first. Like, I was looking around to see if I see anybody. But Havoc was actually in one of the rooms with the door closed. So I got in there, and I was a little upset. Like, damn, wait, where's the mob? You know, Mobb Deep, they usually roll deep. So I'm like, where is the mob? You know what I'm saying? And he played one of my records, and Havoc came out the room and stopped the record and was like, "Oh, who's this?" And he was like, "Yeah, that's Nice." He was like, "Yo, you dope." And he played it twice, and then he just left. He just walked out after he said that. He was like, "Yo, you dope." So I was like, "Oh, this is crazy. Like, I'm getting love from a legend, you know what I'm saying?" So I'm like, "All right, cool." When I left, as soon as I left, like about 20 minutes later, I got the call back, and it was Havoc's friend Fly. He was like, "Yo, Havoc want to mess with you. Come back." And I busted a U-turn, and I was there in 20 minutes, and we've been rocking ever since, you know what I'm saying? We've been rocking ever since, man. And P actually was the one who gave me the name, added on to the name The Future, because everybody just used to call me Nice because I never told people my real name. So they'll always be like, "Yo, that kid right there, he nice." You know what I'm saying? He's nice. And, P, when we started working on a lot of records together, P was like, "Yo, you the future Infamous." So he was like, "Yo, you are the future Infamous." And he just put it together like, "Nice, The Future, kid." And I was like, "Oh, that sounds ill. Like, that sounds dope." So I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to run with that right there." You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, they've been a huge influence on my career, you know?
What is it about you that makes you Mobb Deep's best kept secret? And before you answer that question, we have a legendary person who has just jumped in his call, a Mr. Muchita, otherwise known as Havoc of Mobb Deep. But Mr. Havoc, it's a pleasure and an absolute honor to speak to you, sir.
Thank you.
Just so you know, I grew up on the Infamous album. It scared me to death. And it changed my life. I joined the choir afterwards because I said, "This life is not for me." But The Infamous, Hell on Earth, Murder Music, like, me and my wife, like, we listen to Shook Ones together. Like, it's that serious.
No doubt. That's what I like to hear.
My wife loves Havoc, you know. I'm like, when I said I might be talking to Havoc, she get all giddy, you know what I mean? Like, so.
That's salute, man. Salute. Word. That's what's up.
So Nice, tell me why you said on the opening track you are the Mobb Deep's best kept secret.
Yeah, I mean, because pretty much I've been with the Mobb for a while, you know, and this is like really the introduction of letting the world know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm here now. And I was always kept in the shadows to make sure that I could be a complete artist. It wasn't like they could have just put me out there, you know what I'm saying? But they wanted to make sure that I was seasoned, I was ready to be a seasoned artist, you know what I'm saying? A complete artist. And that's what it is now. So now they released me out there, and you know, that's why I said I'm Mobb Deep's best kept secret, because it was a long time preparing for this moment, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. So talk about, you know, this project and feeding off each other's energy in the studio, because from what I can tell, you did it together. There was no emails, no sending stuff over beats. It was organic.
I mean, you know, it's just great, man. I mean, you know, working with a legend like H, you know, he put them beats together, and you know, it just goes. You know what I'm saying? The energy is just there. The vibe is there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what makes the music come out even better than you just emailing the track and somebody's at home writing it. When you're there together and he's actually playing the record and you hear the beat for the first time, and that energy right there is what you need to suck up and start writing and getting your thoughts together and everything. And that's what made it so special about this EP, you know?
So after all of this, there's eight songs on here. What can you say that you've learned from this project and working alongside
I just learned that, you know, pretty much greatness, man. Like, I mean, greatness in being a complete artist and really making timeless music. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that put out music nowadays, these days, it's not timeless. It's only good for like a month or two, maybe three, and then it disappears. We give y'all music that's going to be around for years and years. You can go back 2 years from now and pop this in and still feel the same energy that you felt when you first heard it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of music that we make. It's timeless music.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. When I was listening to it, I smiled, right? Not because you know, some of it's a bit dark and I respect it, but I smiled because it felt new, yeah, but it felt familiar.
Yeah,
It felt familiar. Like, you know, it's the weather's getting nicer out here and I'm getting that April 95 feeling.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling you're trying to capture. You're trying to capture a feeling with music. It's not just a moment of time, but it's a feeling that you want people to take with them throughout their journey at any point they are in their lives.
And exactly.
That's a great thing that you and have been able to achieve with this EP, right? And that's a success in it, because you're able to touch people and their ear in a different way and make the music resonate with them in such a way. That's a massive success.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
You tell a story, Nice, that Hav would play beats for you but wouldn't record you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know why. I'm a curious cat. I need to know why. Yeah. What was it? Was it a test? Yeah. Was it just vibing?
It was pretty much like he said when he first met me, one of the conversations we had, he said, I'm going to make you one of the biggest stars there is, but you got to listen to me and you got to follow my lead. So I was like, yo, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, let's do it. So he was like, all right, bet. And he started playing like a lot of records and he'll be like, all right, you like that? Write to it. But then I won't be able to record it. So it was just preparing me. It was like taking me to school. Like, you know how you're in school and you take notes? That's what was really going on right there, was taking notes so that I can be ready when the time is there, you know, because we did it for a little while. And when I finally started doing records, I see why he did that, because everything was moving at such a fast pace. I was able to process things so fast. Anytime he put on a beat, I was able to process it so quickly, because it was like, you know, going to school, you know what I'm saying? It was like taking the test. So there it was, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he did that. And, you know, it works. That format definitely works.
Love it. Now, I have to ask Havoc a question, has such an impact in both mine and Chris's lives and everyone in hip hop.
Come on, bro.
How, you know, Havoc, how did you approach producing this EP, and how has that changed that creative process? How has that changed over the past 26, 27 years?
The process definitely hasn't changed over the course of 26 years. The only thing that probably changed is the technology and the software, as far as process and the technical sense. But I approached every situation kind of the same, because I have to psych myself up to make it as if I'm making tracks for myself, you know what I mean? So then I could give the artist, you know, really myself, instead of just trying to cater in towards that artist's style, you know what I mean? Because when I produce for somebody, I'm assuming that they came to me for what I could bring to the table, and what they could bring to the table and what I could bring out of them with what I bring to the table.
So considering, like, you know, when artists come to you and they say, listen, man, I want a Havoc beat. When you're making the tracks, how do you know that, okay, this is for this person, but this beat, I'm gonna save this one for Nice. Like, what is it about your beats that you think Nice is going to be good on this one?
Oh, you know what? I really actually leave that up to Nice. You know what I'm saying? Nice come to the crib and I let him go through the files. You know what I'm saying? And whatever he feeling, you know what I'm saying? He got first dibs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nice. Do you know how special you are, bro? Bro, you get first dibs on Havoc beats. Jeez.
Nice, you understand what that means. You know, like the commissioner had the line, direct line to Batman. This is that.
Yeah, like LeBron and AD, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the feeling right there. I feel honored to be like that, man. I mean, a lot of people would die to be in this space. That's why I take advantage of it 1,000%, you know?
Absolutely. So talk about how many songs did you record for this project?
We recorded a lot of songs, you know, a lot. Yeah,
at least like like 15 to 20 joints.
Yeah. Just about like 15 to 20.
What was the first song you recorded for the project that you knew? Okay. Nice and Havoc time.
The first one was actually Savage.
Nice.
Savage was the first record. Savage was the actual first record that I produced, that I did for the EP. Yeah. When we did that, it was like, all right, the vibe was there, the energy was there, the pace was there, and it was just time to go, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, Nice. I was listening to Savage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it brought out a different vibe in me, a very aggressive vibe. Mm-hmm. It was aggressive, yeah. And I'm trying to be peaceful, right? But if I ever had to go to war, it's a big if, that could be on the war soundtrack. It could be on this still.
Let's talk about the importance of the New Jack City cover, because that was telling to me. We grew up in this culture. We understand the importance of that movie. What was the importance of the cover for you, Nice, and for you, Havoc, as well?
Well, H, you want to go first?
I mean, you know, the importance of the cover, you know, is that, you know, we all know how, you know, New Jack City impacted the culture, you know what I'm saying, in general. It just had that nostalgic feel, you know what I'm saying, to it. And with the music that, you know, I try to bring, you know, a lot of people say that it has that nostalgic feel from, you know, from the 90s. So, you know, that's kind of like my correlation to it. You know what I mean? And plus everything about that picture is hood. You know what I mean? Everything about that picture is street. So, you know, that's where I bring the correlation in.
Yeah. And, you know, to piggyback off that, we wasn't trying to do something just regular for the cover. Like, we didn't want just two pictures of our faces. We wanted something that would stand out, that would be memorable. And we had a couple, so H was like, let's do some movies. And we had a couple of ideas before that, like Back to the Future and stuff like that. And, my wife was like, all right, let's do this. Let's get this thing kind of like streetwise, because you and Havoc matches that kind of genre. So we just came up with the New Jack City, and there it was, you know?
Okay, all right. So the world is opening up again. We no longer have to stay in our house and wear masks. What's the plan in terms of promoting the EP going forward and possibly following up? I know it's just dropped, mm-hmm. but you said you did about 15, 20 songs. So I know there's things to come.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, looking forward to the tours, you know, coming out to your neck of the woods and really getting on that stage and showing people what I can do, you know, bring that energy to the crowd. And we got more projects on the way. This is not the first one, and it's not the last one. So y'all expect some more coming.
Mm, and you know what? When you do come to the UK, bro, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we'll pull up to the airport playing Savage loud. Extra loud.
Yes.
Extra loud.
Savage is real though.
It's that
sequencing, right? Actually, who did the sequence? Who helped sequence this project, the EP? Was that a collaborative project between the two of you, or was it?
I'll let Nice and them handle that.
Yeah, I kind of sat down and listened to all the records, and I just the flow of things, because all the beats are different, but they have a lot of similarities to them, a few of them. So like Everything I Love and Boss of the Bosses, they're different beats, but they're kind of sequenced the same. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I paired those together, just like I paired Savage and a Graphic. They had like the same type of topics and stuff like that. So that's how I was able to, you know, sequence it.
Yeah, the middle part of that of the EP is quite it's sequenced very well, because you're going from Boss of All Bosses, Graphic, Savage, mm-hmm. Say Yes, like really, mm-hmm. like it's bang, 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 and it's good, because that's what we need. That's the hallmarks of a great EP and a great project. So
thank you.
Right, Chris, should we do some last little bits of questions for Havoc, as seeing we have these burning questions as hip hop fans for decades.
Yes.
Right, I have the OG pressings of the vinyl in the background. These are not reprints.
No doubt.
This is back in the day. So, Just before we wrap up, we've got a couple of questions for Havoc, and we'll let you both go and get on with your day. So we appreciate the time.
No problem.
Right. So Havoc, is it true that you guys had to make, you and Prodigy had to make another demo tape before the Loud deal? And if so, do you remember the songs that were on that demo tape?
Yep. Okay, so when we was approaching the Loud deal, we didn't have to make a demo tape, but me and Prodigy wanted to make a demo tape in order to secure another deal. We felt like we needed to redeem ourselves, you know, say make some new music or whoever we was going to play it for. So we did that. We probably didn't have to, but we thought we had to. And one of the songs that I remember for sure that was on the demo was A Black Patty Shop. That was one of them. Yep.
Okay. All right. I remember that song. Havoc, I'm gonna say this so respectfully. I listen to a lot of the new wave of underground hip hop. It's rich, it's thriving, and it's, every time I listen to it, my mind goes back to Mobb Deep. Just because I just hear your influence and it's everywhere. Like, how do you feel when you hear it? And I know you're a humble guy, but how do you feel, and do you hear Mobb Deep's influence in today's underground hip hop?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I feel good. You know what I mean? You know, I feel, you know, I'm humbled by it. You know what I'm saying? I feel pretty good. I don't feel no type of animosity or nothing like that. Mm-hmm, I feel, you know, like, you know, it's a form of flattery. You know what I'm saying? And I like it a lot. You know what I mean? I appreciate it, you know, for, you know, these generations these days carrying the torch.
Yeah. So, eye for an eye. There's a two part to this question, right? So firstly,
okay. What
you went through to chop the sample up so you didn't have to pay for it. And number two, getting Raekwon to the verse for Eye for an Eye, linking up with Nas. And is it true that the chef recorded his verse on the spot?
Okay, so the original sample from Eye for an Eye had something to do with Al Green or whatever have you. You know what I mean?
I've got it.
Yeah, I remember that, right? And I think we couldn't clear it, or maybe it was too much or something like that. And you know me, I always mess around with samples anyway. So I took like a millisecond of the Al Green thing and just played it like a keyboard, like dum 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 dum. Like, I mean, the most primitive form of chopping a sample that you could do and making it to the illest song that you can out of that in the Global Classics. And I do remember Raekwon writing his lyrics on the spot in the studio that day. I actually made the beat on the spot in the studio that day. So, you know, we all matched each other's energy.
Wow. We have a friend of the show. His name is Scott Free Jacobs.
Yes.
Your man, Scott Free. He's been on the show. We love that man. He's so important to the story. Talk about the importance of Matty C and Scott Free as a duo on Mobb Deep as a duo, and then we can wrap up.
I mean, you know, without them, you probably wouldn't have the Mobb Deep album that you had, because they helped and they guided us through the album. You know, A&Rs, that's what A&Rs are for, and they fulfilled that job of being the quintessential A&Rs that they were of the time, helping us, guided us through the album. You know, Matty C even took me, you know, shopping for vinyl. You know what I mean? Hello? Yeah, he even took me shopping for vinyl. Yo, without them, there wouldn't have been the Mobb Deep infamous album that you hear today.
And with that said, God bless Matty C and Scott Free. And Summit, I'm going to let you wrap up, because we have the past and the present in the future.
It's the future. It's like passing on the torch. This is the wonderful thing about rap and hip hop.
Yes, indeed.
Pass on the torch. So nice. You've got the bat phone. That's an amazing thing. You guys have put together a wonderful EP.
Yes,
we thank
indeed.
You for the contributions to that. Havoc, of course, you are undeniable in your legendary status, and we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give our flowers to our heroes.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely on that. So if this was Marvel,
happy just wanted to say happy 25th yes. for Hell on Earth. It's That's coming right. up. We're going to be celebrating it over here. Don't worry.
Right. Yes, sir. And also, y'all check out the Bosses video dropping tomorrow. And
Wow. So it'll be out. By the time this is out, the Boss of Bosses video will be out. So we appreciate indeed. You guys, man. Much love to you. Thank you for everything you do. Peace.
Much love. Thank y'all. Future.
Thank you, man.
Peace out now, man. You know what it is. Nice havoc, man. We out, baby.
Much love. Thank you, y'all.
Peace once again to Nice and Havoc. It feels weird just saying Nice and Havoc over and over again because it's like surreal. Like, this is a moment for us, man. This is a wonderful
thing.
It's
actually like it's an oxymoron when you put the word Nice and Havoc together.
Yes.
Yeah, Nice and Havoc. Yeah.
Never thought of it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just Nice and Havoc.
Yo, man, they've got some joints on this EP, man.
Yeah, they do. I was pleasantly surprised, and I think, you know, like I was saying off air, it felt familiar. I'm like, yeah, I've been here before, but it's just cool to hear that kind of sound and feel still has a place in 2021.
Yeah, definitely. And I can't wait for more.
Me too.
It feels like they've got more up their sleeve. Like we said earlier, very happy for Nice. And it's great to see Havoc on these beats. You know, we can never be mad when Havoc just goes, yeah, man, I'm producing a whole EP.
Bro, I wish more people would call him. Yeah, I wish more people would call him.
Yeah, man, definitely.
But you know what we've got to say, innit? On all days, rest in peace to the HNIC Prodigy. Can't talk about Nice or Havoc without mentioning Prodigy.
Absolutely. I don't say the acronym because then sometimes people ask me to... spell it out and I can't.
No. This is where I come in. Yeah, the HNIC, you know. Should I say it? Nah, it's cool. If you know Prodigy, you know what it means. I don't need to say it.
Absolutely. And you're right, we have to give salutes to Prodigy all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, you can follow us on social at Break the Atoms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Chris's social is at I Am Kinetic. Mine's is at Hip Hop Chronicle. From everywhere where you listen, from everywhere in the world where you listen, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for rocking with us. It's because of you we're able to get people like Nice and Havoc on the podcast.
True.
So salute
true.
To you. Appreciate you. We do this for the culture. Keep rocking. Hip hop is everything. Much love and peace.
Peace.